Hi, I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. What if giving oral sex tasted like strawberries or chocolate? Mask makes these delicious strips like a breath strip, only better. They make oral sex taste like chocolate, strawberry, watermelon, or mango. Make sex more pleasurable for you and your partner by going to sexualflavors.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can listen to all of our podcasts and sign up for our mailing list because you will get a report, the five biggest mistakes men are making in bed and women are making in bed. But you'll also get our newsletters. You'll get to read our blogs. We'll send you like a bunch of funny videos and things that will be funny but educational. And we just want you to be part of the Sex with Emily community. You can also subscribe on iTunes. We've got hundreds of podcasts. And I'm also, where else? Stitcher. Stitcher's a great place. Download the Stitcher app for your smartphone. That's how I listen to all my podcasts. Not my own, but other people's podcasts as well. I'm here with Menace.
Hi. How you doing?
What up, Menace?
We're in Los Angeles, California together.
We are. It's beautiful.
I'm in town for the day.
And he gave me half his day.
I gave you half the day.
I'm so honored.
And there's a lot of people that want me to hang out, but you're
He's so popular.
You're so
demanding.
Demanding always. Oh, you're always here and you never hang out with me
ever. It's fine. I know you're busy, but we have a job to do, Menace. We've got millions of listeners, literally, who are like, want to hear from you and me together. I do a lot of shows. I do other shows with guests when Menace is not here.
I hear about them. People do not like it.
What do they say?
They're like, what's going on? Why aren't you on the show?
You're not here. And we tried to do it with me here
in San Francisco. It just sounds terrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry about those shows. I mean, they're still important, but the sound was not great. So, you know, we had to do our best here.
It was a nightmare. But we decided, you know, either Emily comes to San Francisco and we record a bunch of shows.
That's what I'm doing.
Or I come to Los Angeles and we record a bunch of shows.
I'm going to do it every 6 weeks.
Emily has to be the pain in the ass and live in Los Angeles. But you know what? She has to do it.
I miss San Francisco.
If she wants to be an entertainer, she has to be in Los Angeles.
That's true. This sucks. I've been putting it off for many years.
I wish I could live here, but no one will pay me. I've lucked out in entertainment.
Wait, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you really rather live here than LA, San Francisco?
I would love to live in Los Angeles and try it out and see how it is. Yeah, but I would have to come here. I would have to have a job. I wouldn't.
No.
I can't leave everything.
When everyone goes to buy my emilyandtony.com product, I'm not kidding you, though, really. I want to hire you. I want you full time, and I'll pay you more than all those other mother effers are paying you. But I just want to make a living doing this, a good one. And that's why I launched this product, Emily and Tony. If you've been listening to the last few shows, I'm so proud of it because I started it with my childhood friend who happens to be like a skincare guru. He's one of the most successful skincare people in the industry, Anthony.com. He sells products that are sold everywhere. And we were having dinner a few years ago. And we reconnected after 20 years, and I said, I think lube is so important. I'm like, I think there needs to be a lubricant on every nightstand. Lube is like, 70% of women say sex is better with lube. Women are more likely to orgasm. The condom's less likely to break, which you'll appreciate. Condom's not breaking. Aren't you worried about getting women pregnant? So he's like, I'll do a lube with you. He's like, Emily, I'll do a lube with you. I'm like, because lube shouldn't be stigmatized. People think, oh, she's dry. But no, put on a friggin' nightstand. So I made this brand, emilyandtony.com. If you look at it, I have this lube. But I also have there's three products. Down Under Comfort for men, because sometimes men's balls get a little sweaty down there. It's like a natural, it's vegan, it's a natural, and men actually likes it. And a perspirant, so you don't, it has witch hazel in it, so you don't sweat, and you're fresh and dry all day long. And how good does it feel?
It feels good and it smells good. It kind of
smells
the
fresh.
The smell reminds me a little bit of CK1.
What's that? Oh, Calvin
Klein. Calvin Klein, yeah.
Oh, interesting. It's like citrusy, but not too smelly. Yeah. And like men are freaking out about it. Like my friend who's a trainer in New York was like, oh my God. He teaches boot camps for men. And I had him test it out like 6 months ago because we went through so many tests. I'm like, it has to be perfect. he sweats every day for a living. Like, that's what he does. He does boot camps. And he was like, oh, my God, Emily, for the first time, my balls are not sweating. Like, he freaked out. So it is a really good product. We also have massage candles, which is everyone's emailing. You know, they always want to know how to spice things up. You can use these candles. They actually burn into luxurious massage oil, and you pour it on your partner, and it's really sexy. Or I use it as a body lotion, body oil. It's luxurious. It's coconut oil, soybean oil, and it comes in 3 scents, which are amazing. Vanilla, cocoa, fougere. The point is, if you love me and you love the show and you want Menace to move to Los Angeles, we can do shows. And literally, we will do them every day. Then just go buy my products. They're not too expensive. Seriously, the price points are really good, and you would be supporting me and my life. And you know what? You freaking love the product. You'll be addicted. So that's all I gotta say.
That's good.
And I want to hire you. That's my end goal. My end goal is to hire Menace.
I would love to be hired.
But you wouldn't want to work for me. But I would just
No. I would love to be able to do this with you every day or be part of your Emily
right?
Empire. I hope
the empire is growing.
I hope that, you know, you would be at a Bethany level one day and you would have a talk show something like that. And I could, you know, work on something. I'll be like your DJ on like Ellen or something like that.
Please.
Yeah, I would totally do that. I would love to do that.
See, Menace. So that's
but right now
have
I have
to
two
have...
jobs that pay me really well, and what can I do? I can't just give up everything.
I know,
dream.
But we're going to work on it. That's my goal. Actually, it's really good in life to have set goals about mm-hmm. things and visualize what you want, and I would want you in Los Angeles. So that's my next goal. So go buy my products. And
it's funny. People always want
use
me
to. Use coupon code Emily because you get 20% off. I'm so sorry I didn't tell you that.
Yeah.
And like, it's like $18 for the ball thing and the lube. And the candles are beautiful from France. They're like $38, but it lasts forever and you'll love it. Go ahead. What? People always what?
No, a lot of people want me to move here.
I mean,
it's
I really,
crazy.
Like, I actively am sad that you're not here. Like, I seeing you. That's why I didn't stop talking for mm-hmm. an hour in the car. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
I was really excited. He got really anxious. He was like, oh, my God, this is why I don't see you every day. Because I was jumping all over. Today.
No, I would love to be here, but
I'd love that.
It's not in the cards right now.
Okay. So, today's show, I'm going to dedicate the show to you, my favorite listeners, your emails, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I get hundreds of emails from people a week, and I really just want to answer them and help you and give you some advice. So, and it's great to have Menace here because we've got the male-female perspective going on. Of course, I'm always right, but I know some of you like to hear from Menace as well. So,
yeah, and people don't, I'm sure a large majority are happy not having me on the show, but a couple of people don't be snarky just because I'm not on the show. Listen to the other shows. Look, this is Sex
with
Emily.
He's on a show once a week. We're doing two shows a week.
Yeah.
So Menace shows come on Tuesday. And then Thursday, I do a show with a guest that's always in Nina Hartley, who's a former porn star. That show got a gazillion downloads. Porn stars, experts, funny, whatever.
Yeah.
You like those shows too. Menace is always missed. We light a candle vigil for him when he's gone.
There's
an
8x10 of me by a microphone.
But, and there's hundreds of Menace on iTunes. So people find it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Sex with Emily.
Yeah.
And Menace is Menace, MENACE.
On
right.
everything.
On everything. He especially likes Instagram and taking pictures of the food that he eats.
Yes.
And
I do eat a lot.
I know, I love it. Okay, so here is the very first email. It's a threesome question. Dear Emily, my wife and I have been married for 12 years and have a very healthy sex life. A few years ago, my wife asked me if I wanted to have a threesome with another girl. I said, heck yeah. We had no idea how to fulfill this fantasy and quite honestly, still have not been successful. We've tried online dating, swinger sites, even tried going to a party where we didn't know anyone and it was quite repulsive. A party, he put in quotes, so it must have been like a swinger party. Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice on how to better pursue a third? Thanks, Brian. Okay, Brian, this is a great question. I actually did a show a few months ago check it out. It's called with Holly and Michael. They're swingers. They're like literally like they have a TV show on Playboy called Swingers, and they have this whole, and they have a podcast too. Anyway, they gave some really good tips on there, but I'm going to give you some more now. First of all, I'm so glad that you are in a healthy relationship and that you talked about it and that you both want it. The number one rule of a threesome has to be her idea. It always has to be the woman's idea. If a guy's bringing it up and he's like, oh, we should bring a third in, then she's just going to think you want to bang her hot friends. And, you know, you can ask her, have you ever thought about having a threesome and see what she says? But if she doesn't want to do it, do not force on her. But once she goes on, she climbs on board, like Brian's wife, I love this. So you've talked about it and you've discussed engaging a threesome. So you both agreed and you both think it's a good idea. So if you want to know if she's keen on it, you could use some props. So this is how you can figure it out if you don't want to ask her directly. So whether it's a television, a movie, or a play, Wherever you see two women kissing, or lo and behold, a threesome taking effect, ask her if she ever fantasized about it. So maybe you watch porn together, like, oh, or you could say, my buddy Joe had a threesome. Did you ever think about that? So that's another way to do it. Find out what she says. Find out if she ever has. Did she ever kiss a girl in high school? And make it her idea. So never hound her about a threesome, or she'll think you have a problem with the relationship and you desire other women, like I said. If she never brings up the topic, there's no way you're going to delve into it without starting an argument. So tread very carefully, guys, and let her take the lead. So let's say she said yes. That's where Brian's at. His partner, she said yes. So you've discussed the idea and you want to know how you find a threesome. How do you find a third person? Well, for starters, don't make suggestions. You don't want to say, hey, how about your hot friend, Betty? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then Betty's not her friend anymore. And anytime she comes around, he's going to be thinking that you're visually undressing her. Or worse, you know, she's in your spank bank. She probably already is. So don't do that. If she asks where you can find a woman and highly encourages your participation, don't get overly excited and start panting and salivating. Casually mention some places, but here's some locales. Here's some good places to find a third. So you can try classifieds, like alternative papers. Like in San Francisco, we have the SF Weekly, The Guardian. Mm-hmm. There could be some things there in the back of those magazines or online. I'm sure now they probably have websites, but they give out those free papers in a lot of cities. Friends and other acquaintances. I know this isn't a location to find someone, but if a female friend of your woman's has shown some sexual interest in her or swings that way, then maybe your wife can invite her over for dinner, drinks, and a little party of three. See what happens. Also, hotel bars. This might sound very cliche, but you'd be surprised how many beautiful, experimental women on vacation, away from their family or whatever it is, divorced, I don't know what, hang out at hotel bars. So take your partner there.
Fellas, don't ever let your significant other go on vacation by herself.
Why?
Especially with her whore friends.
Oh, honey.
They're going to get in some trouble.
I know. It's true. I always travel and got into a lot of trouble. So take your woman there, rent a room, see what happens, hang out in the bar. You can just go rent a room anyway, because I always tell couples a great way to spice up their relationship is getting a room for a night. I mean, really just changing, having sex outside your bedroom.
Yeah. And do you know what's amazing now, too? If hotel sex is always the best sex. You can agree, right?
I love hotel sex. Because
you can just destroy the room. Right. Yeah.
No, I love the hotel sex.
Just get wasted. And you don't have to clean up anything after. Hotel Tonight is a great app. They're not a sponsor. I'm not part of the app at all, but I wish I was, because Hotel Tonight is amazing.
What is it?
So it's like it's just discounted hotels that are available that night. And I was in Las Vegas and there was a lightning storm. And I was like, at night on a Sunday, and I was like, oh man, you know what? I don't want to fly in this lightning storm, as I'm looking out and the sky is just black and this lightning going everywhere. So I opened up Hotel Tonight and I found a 1,000 square foot suite at Caesars for $90.
Oh my God, Caesars in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
That's $90. Amazing. So that's crazy. A really good website. Yeah, you should never just go into a hotel. Right.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're like, damn, I just met this chick. Where can I go? I don't want to go back home. Where's a quick place I can go? Just open up Hotel Tonight.
So smart. They should be a new sponsor.
I know. Totally. They're made in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, they are. All the great apps come from the Bay Area.
Of course.
The Bay Area is blowing up right now. It really is. Okay, and I also have to tell you about another thing real quick. Oh, no. I'll get to that in a minute. Okay.
I'm looking up hotels in LA.
Oh, you
right
are?
Now. Yeah.
But you're saying a nice place, right, though?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. You're just going to give an example of where I could go meet a guy in a hotel bar tonight.
You can.
If I wasn't doing Loveline radio show with Dr. Drew. Everyone should check that out.
This is luxury stuff. So
I love luxury.
Avalon Hotel, that's pretty nice.
Avalon's nice. I used to stay there.
$189.
Not bad.
For the night.
Usually 200, 220.
Yeah, this one, you can stay in Beverly Hills. It's usually like 400 for like 250. I mean, that still sounds like a lot of money, but, you know, we're in Los Angeles. But I'm telling you, Hotel Tonight, we just gave them a huge plug.
Okay, that's good. They should pay us a lot of money. I love that you did that. I mean, it's great. I'm always looking for that stuff. Okay.
It's like pro tips. That's all.
So good. Okay, Emily. Dear Emily, I absolutely love when my wife wears silky lingerie. However, she just doesn't do it. I've secretly been wearing her panties and find it highly sexual. Really? I am not gay. I am not a crossdresser. Okay. Just a man that loves to wear silk panties. Many of the men's underwear have seams or just aren't sexy. I have found many, many sites that provide support to men that do like this. For example, hewearspanties.com. What do you think of this? Any suggestions on how to bring this up to my wife so she can enjoy it with me? She's so conservative. I'm afraid of the consequences of asking her. Love your show. Appreciate the advice.
I say move on to silk boxers.
Come on.
Well, I don't know that many women that are going to understand this.
Well, it's his wife. And yeah. It's just something, you know, well, okay. It's his wife. I don't know how long you've been together. It might freak her out if she's conservative. I understand. But is this like a fetish of yours? Can you just do it when you're masturbating, or you really want her to be a part of it? She might not totally get it. That's true.
I get it. It feels good on your skin.
Yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah, I understand.
I'd rather wear women's underwear. But I feel like this is, you got to tread lightly. So again, like I said for the previous thing, is there a way that you could kind of use props to get you to the answer? Like, rather than coming out and saying, baby, when you're not home, I walk around in your silk pink nightie. You could say, you know, watch some porn together and be like, God, I think, you know, it's really sexy. Lingerie is really sexy. Like, I actually, you know, or you could pull up this website and say, oh, my friend just sent me this site. He wears panties. You know, I always think your underwear looks so comfortable. I mean, I know these are silly ideas, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying there's other ways that you can get it out. I'm also concerned you can come across her. But if you guys are really close, you've been together a long time, and this is your thing and you secretly yearn, like, how much is this hurting you, Jim, that you're not able to show her? Then I think that you kind of got to say something. But I want to take this one level deeper. If you guys are married and you've been together and she's so conservative and you're on the other spectrum and you like wearing panties and you get really turned on, I'm just wondering if you guys are sexually compatible altogether. So I'm wondering if the conversation starts with you wearing silk panties, or if the conversation should start with, you know, honey, I want to please you more in bed and find out what turns you on, and then you start growing, enhancing your sex life and adding new things to your sexual bag of tricks. And then once you guys get more closer, get into some more out there things, at least out there for you, or more things that turn her on, and you start a dialogue about fantasies, like couples, it amazes me that they never talk about their fantasies. Then you could bring up the panties. What do you, Menace, do you think this most women wouldn't fly?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of women would get it. They would understand. Maybe.
Tough one.
Maybe.
Right.
What
no,
you can
I
do here's
think,
here's
I
here's
try...
situation. I know okay. you don't. I don't want to say be a liar or anything like
right.
that. But if you bring it up, and maybe if you're having sex or you're in a you're in the act or you just got done, why don't you jokingly put them on? Like, oh,
that's a good idea.
You know what I'm saying? I know it's kind
Honey,
of
these look so
deception
soft.
Or something like that. You know, but. I mean, that could ease into it a little bit, or straight up just telling them.
Right. That's a good point,
you
too.
Know?
I think you got to ease into it, because I think she just won't know, understand it.
Yeah. Well, here, let me tell I'll share a story so
okay.
he doesn't feel
the
so
last
bad.
Time you wore underwear?
Last time I wore female's
tell
underwear.
Me
no. So when I was a kid, so my parents got divorced when I was 6 years old. And so I lived with my mom. And and one day, I didn't have any underwear. There wasn't any, the laundry wasn't done. And my mom told me, she gave me a pair of underwear, and she told me that they were unisex when they weren't.
What do you mean they weren't?
She said, oh, they're for boys
they, like,
and
strawberry
girls.
Strawberry shortcake on them
no,
or something?
No, they were just like black female underwear. And she said, oh,
that's
they're...
traumatic. That explains
it wasn't
everything.
Traumatic. Oh, my God.
How old were you?
I don't know. I was like 11 or 12.
Oh, and then how'd you
yeah,
find out?
Yeah, but no one... I mean, I realized later in life, but I mean... Like, no one at school saw
no,
that
thank
I was
God.
Wearing female
What if you
underwear?
Were, like, you'd be traumatized for life if you're not already?
I would have been bullied or something like that. Oh, he wears female
And did
underwear.
It feel good?
Female underwear always feels better than guys' underwear.
I know.
Guys' underwear is like, oh, my God, it's just, like, scratchy. It's all over the place.
I agree.
And then since, you know, I work, like, 14 hours a day and I never get to work out, when I walk around forever, like, at Disneyland, it like chafes like crazy, the underwear.
Oh, honey. Oh,
insane.
What? No, do you know that my down under comfort is for chafing? That
chafery.
If you wear that, if underwear chafes you, if you get hot and sweaty. Did I already talk about down under comfort on the show earlier? When you started. I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's this ball. Maybe I was talking about the candles, but it's this ball lotion for men and women if you sweat and you're mm-hmm. an athlete. But Mike Catherwood from Loveline, he's the host of Loveline, mm-hmm. he said he uses it at the gym where he always gets chafed, and now he doesn't get chafed.
Really?
So it's like an anti-chafing thing. And
I didn't even know. I just use it for sweating because I have SBS, sweaty ball syndrome.
Okay. Most men do. Mm-hmm. And women aren't going to tell you about it. And guys don't know. I told my brother this. You're mm-hmm. going to laugh because you know my brother.
I love your brother.
I said to my brother, brother? No, I said, I'm sorry, you know, it's ball lotion for me. He's like, why do you guys need that? I don't get it. I'm like, really? He's like, no, I'm clean. I mean, I shower every day. I'm like, no. You showered at 8 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is, and then you want to have sex with your wife or your, you know, whoever else, you're not married, 6 o'clock at night. Your balls are not that fresh and clean. Women take, hopefully they go to the bathroom if they know you're going to have sex, and we wipe off. Men just think, oh, I'm fine. I washed this clean this morning. Guess what? You're not. And this maintains that your balls will be fresh and dry all day. It's not like... It makes you not sweat because it has witch hazel in it, which is a natural antiperspirant, and you won't sweat anyway.
Do you know what? You need to come out with like those a pocket version.
Oh,
it's a little travel size.
You're right.
Size.
We will come out with a travel
size. Like how they have little hand sanitizer ones.
Right.
Just so you can like, because I can't tell you how many times where it would be in the afternoon. I'm not by my house or anything like that. And I... just kind of use some soap and water in the bathroom.
Right. This is why we will
just to clean it up
size.
A little bit.
But what I was going to say is my brother was so unaware of it. I forgot the other half of the story. The mm-hmm. fact that he was so unaware of it, he goes, no, Emily, you know what you should do? You should make something for women because women are the ones who don't smell that good on there. I was like, oh my God, Michael, that is just not a good thing to say. But it was so like in.
Sometimes
it was so,
they smell like Snapper.
Oh God. You know what? Listen, if you're with someone, she showers, but she still smells. She still has an odor coming from her that could be fishy. It could be just something that you're not used to. She might have a something wrong. She needs to go to a gynecologist. She could have a sexually transmitted disease.
I'm like, can't you smell that too? Go to
sometimes they can't.
Yeah.
So here's another thing, though. So sometimes they can't. So that is
fishy.
I know. Oh God, I know. It happens. Women. I don't know how they don't know, but some don't know. So you should just say, babe, I think something might be wrong down there. Go see your gyno. Okay, another reason why she might not be giving you a blowjob, I'm just jumping here, because of your boob, your balls are not fresh and dry, and you don't own Down Under Comfort.
Yeah.
From EmilyandTony.com, use coupon code Emily for 20% off. You can go to Your Mask. So YourMask.com, M-A-S-Q-U-E. So these are these strips that they're like those Listerine breath strips, and they take the job out of blowjob. They come in four flavors, strawberry, watermelon, mango, and chocolate. And they're like Listerine chips. A lot of women, not only do they not think your balls aren't fresh, they don't like the taste of semen. They don't like the gag. They don't like the taste of your penis or the smell or anything. If they put this strip in their mouth, it will mask the taste of semen and the whole thing. And next time she gives you oral sex, she'll be giving it more because your penis in her mouth tastes like a chocolate milkshake or a mango sundae. So,
delicious.
So go to YourMask, M-A-S-Q-U-E.com if you want more blowjobs. Going to say it like that. Okay. Dear Emily, who would you rather have sex with? Mike Catherwood now or Dr. Drew during the 80s?
I don't know what Dr. Drew looked like in the 80s.
I mean, they're both hot now. I don't even know, but that's hilarious. So,
dude,
if you
Dr.
don't...
Drew's the silver fox, man.
Oh, my God.
He's a handsome man.
I'm sitting next to him every night. So if you don't know Loveline, it's a nationally syndicated radio show. It's been around since 1984. It's a podcast as well that you can download for free. I host it every Thursday night. And Mike Catherwood is the host. And Dr. Drew, who hopefully you all know, he's been around for a long time, he's been on since 1984. Mm-hmm. He's a doctor or whatever. And I'm there as a sex expert, relationship expert. The point is, this guy's probably listening to me on Loveline and wants to know who I'd rather sex with. And I, honestly, I can't pick. I want to have sex with both of them. I kind of do. I want to bang both of them. Is that
dude?
Bad?
I would bang both of them.
I mean,
they're good-looking guys.
I mean, he's married, and I get it. But maybe in the 80s, you know, if he wasn't married, I would have. And then Mike.
Why do they even have to say the 80s? He's a good-looking guy right now.
I know. I don't think I would have liked him in the 80s.
Maybe.
I think I would like him now, but I mean, not really. Like we're colleagues, and I hope he never listens to my goddamn show, which he probably doesn't. But he's hot, and everyone asks me, they're like, "What about Dr. Drew? What's he like?" Everyone is obsessed with him. He's so good looking,
and he's like the coolest guy ever.
He's the salt of the earth, like the nicest man. Loves his wife, been married for 20+ years, has 3 kids. I mean, he's just like a good man, and he cares. He cares about his patients. He cares about the listeners. I mean, the fact that he drives into Loveline every single night for 5 minutes a week since 1984. From 10 to midnight to do this radio show when he doesn't have to. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So.
No, I'll tell you why.
That's a really funny
this
question.
This is when I realized that Dr. Drew was the real deal. So I had to drive up here from San Francisco, and Loveline is broadcast in San Francisco on the radio station that I'm on, Live 105.3. So tune in for that if you live in the area.
Too.
Yeah, I'm on 7 p.m. to midnight every single day, Monday through Friday. And then after me is Loveline. So we came down here to Los Angeles to tape a video, me and a video crew. We're waiting in the lobby of the Loveline studios with all of our equipment for Drew to show up. Drew shows up and he's like, oh, hey, guys, come on in. Da, da, da. Drew, let me tell you something real quick. Before this, when we were driving in, Dr. Drew had a billboard that was 8 stories tall on the side of a building while we were driving to the Loveline studios that night. So this guy, multimillionaire, everyone talks, you know, everyone knows that, nothing to hide.
Right?
He comes in, so, oh, hey, guys, all right, come on in. He starts picking up some of the equipment to help us bring it into the studio. Like, that's a legit guy. Like, that shows that showbiz has not affected this guy.
Not at all.
At all.
Not at all.
That he's, like, down to earth and he's cool.
So down to earth and so cool.
So what about Mike Catherwood, though? What about that guy?
I think Mike is... Why? Why?
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
He's
hard
so
time.
Good
I love,
looking.
I love.
He's
Mike.
Married. Yeah. I mean, whatever. He's but before he's married, I would have. Yeah. And I still, you know, he wasn't married. But I no, he's adorable. They're totally different looking.
It Mike's, sounds like I want to bone these guys, but like seriously,
like would I have a threesome?
Have you seen Mark? Which is really weird. This guy is super freaking fit. I'm so jealous.
Oh my
jealous,
god, he works
right?
out like 100. He works out for
yeah.
hours.
Yeah. Have you
day.
Ever seen him without a shirt on?
No.
Off? Oh my god. So they're TMZ. So because. Mike Catherwood did Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
So during that time, TMZ would like spot him places, and they spot him at Muscle Beach with his shirt off.
No way. In Venice? Okay.
In Venice Beach, and like people were going crazy over it, and he was embarrassed. Freaking
he was?
Mike. Come on, dude. Flaunt he's... that, dude. Come
oh my
on.
God, that's so hot. I bet you. I know that he's always like comes here from working out every night, comes to Loveline Studio. So I think they're both
I'll
hot.
Find
and
it
they're
for
both
you.
Great. Like, that's the thing, is not just because they're good looking. I wish mm-hmm. I could answer this question for you, but this is actually hilarious, Tom. Thank you for asking me this question, but I just can't answer it because I choose. I want both of them, but I don't really. I love them as colleagues. Are you finding the picture of Mike Catherwood? I got to send it to him. No, he'd hate it because he's embarrassed.
Yeah, don't do it.
Okay. I won't do it. I won't bring it up. Okay.
All right, so you choose that for a threesome. That's what the final thing?
I want a threesome with two men.
After them two.
Yes. It's very
okay.
hard to
I mean, that's a good answer, right?
Yeah, but that would probably be awkward for them, too. I don't know. I should talk to him about it tonight.
So I was asked
I should tell them that.
Bone.
I'm going to tell Drew.
Who would I would bone. And I decided that I would like to have a threesome with both of you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They wouldn't mind.
Cool.
Okay, cool. Next question from our peoples. Thanks for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, Emily Menis. I'm a big fan and listen to you guys on Stitcher while I'm at work. On my headphones, of course, ha. But I'm writing to ask your advice on breaking the stereotype and proposing to my boyfriend. We've been together for nearly 7 years and have traveled and moved across the country together, and I'm just sick of waiting for him to do it. We both talk about getting married and even go so far as planning what we would do at our wedding. When we go to friends' weddings, so I know he wants to do it too, but money is, he says, when we go to friends' weddings, they talk about it. So I know he wants it too, but money is always an issue. So I think he thinks engagement rings are so expensive, but they don't have to be. We were young and in college when we started dating, 18, and are both 26 now. And I want to take it into my own hands and do it right. What advice do you have for a woman in my position? Signed, Alice. That is a great question, Alice. Gosh, I don't know. People, I've heard stories about women doing this all the time. I'm not inside of your relationship. If you really think this is why he's not doing it, because of he thinks that you need some big diamond ring and you don't, and you've been together 7 years and it's a healthy relationship, I don't
yeah,
see
no,
why
I think a lot of guys
she shouldn't do it.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
no.
Is the male men want to hunt and gather and they want to do the final
no,
hunt?
No, I think also it could be also what you brought up of a financial thing too. A lot of guys are like, damn, you know, because girl girls and then their friends like get these giant rings and stuff like that. They're like, damn, I gotta somehow come up with something like that before I ask them to marry
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
You know?
And so maybe you could let him know, Alice, I wonder if you've ever said to him, babe, I don't care about the ring. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the wedding. I just want to get married. I just want you to be my husband.
No, so, but yeah, but.
But men still, with, yeah, society.
And then me. Guys, don't think that guys don't pay attention when girls are with all their girlfriends and they're showing off their rings and like how big they are and how crazy that
they're really hard for men. I mean, it costs them so much money to get a ring and do the whole thing. I get it. And a lot of men, when they don't have the money, he feels like he can't really be a man.
It's funny, like, this is, it's funny that this amount is like nothing, but my buddy like spent like $20,000 on a ring. And that's like minimal.
Yeah, that's minimal.
Days.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
You it's women just cost... so much money. Like, you could put that as a down payment on the house and part of
Yeah, you can buy a Honda Civic, a nice little hybrid.
Exactly, you can buy a Honda Civic. You can buy some of these products.
You want to see Mike Catherwood without a shirt on? Yes. We don't really have good internet in here, so it's kind of blurry, but there you go.
Oh, my God, he's like a bodybuilder. That was during Dancing with the Stars?
Huh?
He was wearing that.
No.
Oh, that was years ago.
That's him bodybuilding. But there's one here, like... couple years ago.
Oh my God, I can give he's you so hot. Holy.
So why is he, see, the only thing that kills me as being a fat ass, like I'm like, dude, I would die to get to a level as fit that Mike Catherwood is. Don't be embarrassed of that, man. Flaunt it.
Was he really embarrassed Inspire, or was he like, oh, TV?
I seriously think that he just does not want to flaunt it. I'm telling you, Mike. Embrace it, dude. Like, inspire other men like me. Like, damn, I want to get to that level. Don't hide it. Take it in.
Wow. I mean, I seriously, yeah. But
let people appreciate it.
I know. But he's, you know, he's humble. I don't know. But if you work that hard on your body, I would want to be walking around naked every day. I'm going to make him get naked every time he walks in the studio. I have to text him. This is
crazy. Take your shirt off.
Okay. Another email. Dear Emily, from listening to your show, my sex life has improved 10 times. 10x, 10 times of what it was. Mm-hmm. I got my girlfriend to give me the best lap dance ever to some old punk rock music in my living room this past weekend. She got so worked up midway through the dance, she pulled my penis out and started slobbing like crazy. Then we effed on my coffee table. It was amazing. Ha ha. Best, Andrew, Atlanta, Georgia. That's just someone who loves the show and their sex life has improved. So that makes me feel really good.
I like it. That's why
and
you do the show.
That's why I'm here. I'm not here to get rich. I'm here to help everyone with their sex life. And
hopefully get rich.
I would like to. I'm ready to start making some real money now. So you should start buying my products. Speaking of products, support our sponsors. So another thing I want to tell you about is Crazy Girl. Just go to sexatemily.com, click on the Crazy Girl banner, and they have pheromone-infused products. They've just got the most amazing, unique products for men and for women. They also have Max for men and Crazy Girl, but you can find this on my website. They have this body lotion, body mist, diva dust that helps you like attract men. Like whenever I wear their products, guys are like, oh, what are you wearing? You smell so good. And same for men. They have like pheromones. Like they really get, it's an attract, sex attractant. And they just have all those cool products. Like they have the anal ease gel, they have blowjob gel. They just have like the most unique, innovative products. So click on my website, go to my website, click on Crazy Girl. And use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off. Thank you for supporting everyone so we can get rich here. Nice. Okay.
Wait, I just got inspired to ask a question.
Oh, I love when you ask a question.
So I absolutely hate this. Well, I'm in a chair that people might have noticed in like in other podcasts that's very squeaky.
Okay.
Now, when you're having sex, does it like annoy you if like the bed is like...
it drives me insane.
Hold on. Oh, I can't do it now.
Is the bed's creaky?
It's just like... like, yeah, if it's just, like, making, see, like that.
Yeah.
If it's, like, just making noise.
I am so distracted.
Me too.
Get a new bed.
So you just get, like, you go slower or something like that. My bed's fine now, but.
What kind of bed? No, you got to get a new bed or get one of those platform beds that don't make noises. The ones without springs.
Have you ever had a bed, like, break?
Yes.
On you?
I have broken a bed. In fact, my old bed used to always break. It was, like, a cheap IKEA bed before I moved to L.A., and the slats would always fall. It was one of those malm. Everyone probably has it. The MALM beds. And like, I love IKEA. Don't get me wrong. But the slat, whatever. Whenever I got it, I never put like one screw in or something. for the 10 years I had this bed, I'd be having sex, and the friggin' slats and the whole bed would tip. And so I broke it the first time. It was like really embarrassing. But then it kept happening because I never got it fixed. Because that's just me.
You're just like whatever.
And then I've also think I've broken another bed at someone's house too. It's familiar. Yes. Yes. Why do you ask? Have you broken a bed?
I'm just asking.
Yes,
yeah,
I've broken beds. I've broken beds. I've broken hearts. No, but the other thing is that I don't like the squeaking. It just, even if there's no neighbors, it's not even because the neighbors can hear. It's just that it's distracting.
Yeah.
I like the squeaking is like, I can't, especially with women, since our orgasms are so mind-centric and we have to be in the right place. And, you know, like if our phone's ringing or the kids are screaming, if you have kids and the bed's squeaking, it makes me crazy. Or the TV's on. Like I want no noise.
Yeah.
Except for the noise of your tongue on my clitoris. That's the only thing.
For real.
Okay. Emily, I'm a longtime listener and I loved Misadvised. Misadvised is a television show that was on Bravo TV with Menace and I last summer. You can download it on iTunes if you missed it because it's awesome.
Yeah. And it's been broadcasting all over the world. Like, randomly we'll get tweets from like the Philippines and just recently Australia.
Yeah, I love
it. A lot of people. So it's airing around the world.
It's good, too.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
It's good. I mean, we can cut out a couple other people.
Cut out the other women. Just watch us.
Well, no, I like Amy.
I'm kidding. I love Amy and Julia.
And Julia just moved to San Francisco.
Yeah, how do you know?
I read on the internet.
Did you see her?
No. She wouldn't even know who I was.
I know. She probably fast-forwarded through my parts, too. okay. So she enjoyed Misadvised. I really enjoyed this discussion about the double standard of women enjoying sex with multiple partners versus men. Anyways, I wanted to ask you about one of the questions that I don't think was addressed on the show. I'm paraphrasing, but how women wanting to try freaky stuff can't find men to do it with. I fall into this category and find it very difficult on a couple levels. Any info would be appreciated, and welcome to Los Angeles, XO Rosa. Ooh, Rosa. Okay, so you find, I do believe there's a double standard. Men think that women are slutty. If they are with more partners, men, it's totally acceptable. But if you want to get into the freaky stuff, I would say, you know, there are parties happening in LA. In fact, I brought this in right now. Hold
really?
On. Yeah, look.
What? What do you got?
Los Angeles Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It is the October 2013 issue. It's called Sex in LA. And it's From Hot Neighborhoods to Secretly Sultry Bars, Our Guide to Getting It On. So there's lots of sexy things in here and ideas and clubs. There's different swinger parties. I mean, you could, again, read the alternative newspapers like the LA Weekly. They always have stuff like that. Go to their website. They have like classifieds online. And there's also, I'm going to tell you another place that they're probably going to kill me. My friend crashed a party the other night, and it was like some exclusive, like, Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, my God.
With people with masks on and everything. And she said it was really cool, and I'm looking up because she sent me the email. And she's like, oh, my God. Like, there was, like, a woman on stage with, like, blindfolded with a guy, like, spanking her. And it was, she said it was really sexy, though, and everyone was hot because it's L.A. Can't freaking find it. I think it was called Sanctum or Sanctuary or I don't know.
Sounds familiar. Okay? Sanctuary.
So I would say that, you know, start looking around. Go to Pleasure Chest. I believe it's a Pleasure Chest in West Hollywood. They also, you could ask anyone that works there, or they probably have flyers there for like fun, sexy parties. All I know is, you know, in San Francisco, there was all these different underground places where people had sex, but for, you know, where people would either swinger clubs or people into like bondage or kinky. And so I would just get into those worlds. I mean, I know that there's a few places in San Francisco that taught like Bondage 101 and look on Craigslist, but don't hire anyone from Craigslist, but just look at that. So I think that you could find the resources if you really start. And also, I'm sure you have friends that would be into it too. Like your closest friends probably know someone who knows someone. So I would just start looking around and also, check out.
Yeah, and then there's a, damn it, I need to ask. There's something where there's an app that matches you. That you use Facebook, you
Ting?
Log in.
I mean, not Ting.
Is it Ting? No.
Tinder.
Tinder, yeah.
Tinder. Tinder is huge right now.
Yeah, everyone's talking about
everyone.
It.
Everyone. It connects, I think, to your Facebook. And if any of your friends are nearby, you can.
A lot of people are using that.
A lot of people are hooking up. In fact, I was on Virgin America Airlines a few months ago, and this woman came out. It's so funny because like every stewardess has seen Misadvised for some reason. Stewardess, flight attendant.
Yeah.
They come up to me on every flight I've flown on. They're like, "Were you a Misadvised?" Or I guess they watch a lot of TV.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So she said to me, "Do you know about Tinder?" She said, it's a free app that you download.
Yeah.
She's like, and she's young, cute, adorable girl, probably near 20-something, and she's always in different cities.
Yeah.
So it's not even like she's looking for a relationship. She's just looking for people to meet or have a drink with, and she's hooked up all the time. So it is kind of all the rage.
Yeah, so check that out.
Okay.
Tinder.
So Tinder. Okay, so We've got another, some more emails here. Remember, you can always email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay. Women who can't, this is about a woman who can't orgasm during sex. I know. Dear Emily, I am 56 years old. Oh, been divorced 16 years. I have 3 children. In college, I'm only able to reach an orgasm with a vibrator directly on my clitoris. My prior boyfriend, also my age, would go down on me every time we made love, but I only came once, even with my vibrator when I'm with him. Sometimes I don't come. I'd say maybe 50% of the time. It's very frustrating for me. When I'm alone, I have no problem. I have 2 questions. Number 1, is it normal to only be able to reach orgasm with a vibrator, the magic wand? And number 2, do men have a problem with the fact that they can't make me come unless I'm also using the vibrator? Does it make them feel less like less of a good lover? My boyfriend even said to me, you don't need me. He was right, and since I've broken up with him. P.S. I also went to University of Michigan, undergrad 1979. Go Blue! Diana. Diane. Okay, Diane, this is a great, great question. Oh my God, I mean, I could talk about this for hours. First of all, completely normal, completely acceptable that you can only have an orgasm with the vibrator. There are so many women who just are unable to get there on their own. The magic wand, which you mentioned, is the Cadillac of all vibrators. You can get one at goodvibes.com. Use coupon code Emily and you get like 20% off or something, 15% off. Something really, really frigging good. Go to my website and just click on it. If you want to get one of those, because that is the sure thing. However, you want to use different kinds of vibrators. You don't always want to rely, just like you shouldn't have sex the same way every time. You probably shouldn't masturbate the same way every time. And if you do, don't worry about it. Nothing's wrong, but you know, mix it up. So, oh, it is coupon code Emily for 15% off at goodvibes.com. Second, are you only using your vibrator during sex? Are you using your vibrator? I want to know, Diane, during sex the same way you use it during masturbation. So sometimes the sex position that you're in doesn't allow you to try something like Anvil, which is the missionary with your legs over his shoulders and him kneeling. In this position, you have full access to your clitoris to use it the same way you do during masturbation. So that, you know, that's the thing, is that if you can't orgasm with him, then, I mean, I know there's certain positions that I need, like a lot of women, for example, like need my legs closer together sometimes, or I just need to be in certain positions. And so maybe you're trying to please your partner and you're like, oh, I don't want to get into that position. So maybe you should be like, babe, this is going to have me an orgasm, and you should move into that position that is your orgasmic position. Also, make sure he knows that you're enjoying sex with him, and that you just need a lot of clitoral stimulation to get you over the edge. Nothing can replace human companionship. And any guy who's still afraid of a vibrator and thinks it's going to replace you is ridiculous, because vibrators are your new best friend. If you don't want to be trying to have her, like Menace and I are talking about this on another show, that you want to know, what Menace wanted to know is if women understand how hard it is for men. And my heart goes out to them all the time, because every woman is different. You've been with a few women in your life.
Yeah.
Any of them orgasm the same way?
No.
Not one,
absolutely,
right?
Not.
It's totally different. Some want it fast, some want it slow, some want fingers, blah, blah, blah. So just let him know that you appreciate him, you love him. And I have found that any guy who's still intimidated by the vibrator should get over it, because, again, it saves you a lot of time and trouble, and she'll have an orgasm and she'll be happy. But also, it's really, I think a lot of men, like, really just enjoy getting into it. They're like, it's kind of fun. Like, you can use a toy on her. And there's a lot of different kinds of toys that you can try. And then also, if she's having sex on top of you and she's putting one on her clitoris, like the Mimi, M-I-M-I, go to goodvibes.com, my favorite vibrator ever for sex, for intercourse, or the new WeVibe, the WeVibe 4 is coming out, so it's going to be amazing. But the point is, she can just hold it over clitoris. You won't even know it's there. It's quiet. It's discreet. And she'll have an orgasm and it'll feel great. But it's, again, it can't replace you. Like, women just, what I was going to say about the Mimi, where was I going with that? What was I talking about the Mimi? What was I say? The clitoris? Oh, my God. So, hold on. What was I going to say? I don't know. It helps you. That's all I'm saying, is it doesn't have to be the magic wand. It can be whatever, the Mimi, which is great to hold over your clitoris, because I talk about it all the time and I love it. But what I was going to say is that men just shouldn't be worried about it. Oh, this is what I was going to say. Sorry. I knew I was going to get around there. The Mimi, any vibrator. People think that women are the only one who like the vibrations. But I have to tell you, in my experience and many other people I've talked to, that men like the vibration as well. It feels good on their penis. It feels good on their balls. That if the vibrator's on your clitoris and you're riding him, he can feel it. Like, it hits his penis too. And I've never met a man who didn't like that. They're like, wow, that's really cool, because it's different. And I think men like variety too. It's not like it's going to hurt his penis. It's like, have you ever had vibrations on your penis?
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt. Yeah,
no, it feels, and a lot of men like it. So what I'm saying is, bring him into your experience. And I think that maybe that the reason why you're not able to orgasm with him again is because with partners is because you're overthinking it and you're not doing what you normally do to have an orgasm. And there's nothing wrong with that. So again, and it's normal that you are not able to orgasm through oral sex or through intercourse. It happens. You've been in that issue, right, Menace?
Yeah.
They fake it every time.
I make them get there every time. No.
Yeah, sure you do. But yeah, so that's what we got time for today. And
I enjoyed being here with you in Los Angeles, California.
Once you got over the car ride.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry about the car ride. No, but my car was a mess. It's just like,
oh,
the,
but
the bumper
I was telling
off.
You. Yeah. Your car is absolute mess. I don't think I've ever met a woman in my entire life that their car is immaculate. I haven't. Like, they're always just a mess, just destroyed.
Really?
I'm sure there's women out there that keep their car.
No, they do. Nice. It's just that my car is a mess because, first of all, and it's a problem in Los Angeles because everyone's so car. There's like a car wash in every corner. Mine's like, I haven't washed it in a month. And the bumper fell off 2 months ago. It's in my garage. There's no bumper.
Yeah.
And now the glove compartment won't close. So there's duct tape on it because the light keeps turning on. And
isn't this thing isn't it
new?
A lease?
It's no, like I own it. It's a Mini Cooper.
Oh,
I
mean, my God.
But it's old. I mean, it's
used. It was brand new when I...
I know. LA has ruined it. It got keyed. I mean, literally, it looks like I got to get it fixed, but I have to just spend the money and do it and whatever.
Oh, my God.
I was embarrassed, but I'm like, it's Menace, but I'm picking up my car as a disaster.
It's a jalopy.
But it's so... It's going to clean out my little baby. I love her. I just... Honestly, this is why I need a personal assistant. And if you're listening to the show and you know anyone, and please don't email me and that you don't live in the city and that you want to be an assistant. But if you, I'm looking for a personal assistant to help me with everything if you know anyone. And I'm also looking for office space in Los Angeles. I just thought I'd put it out there. If you
office
LA.
Space.
Okay. So, Menace, I love you. We're going to be doing shows with Menace every week. Every Tuesday they come out.
Yeah.
And every Friday we'll be releasing a show as well. Menace, we can find you at Menace everywhere.
Yeah.
Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram.
M-E-N-A-C-E.
It's my favorite. And then tag me in photos that you want me to see.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like put a little at symbol.
Can I do that?
In your comments.
Can I do that every single, even the ones with the big dildos that I'm waving on my Instagram?
No, believe me, I see them all the time.
Okay. All right, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Sex with Emily, and like my goddamn Facebook page, Facebook, Sex with Emily. What else have I to tell you? I have a few iPhone apps. I haven't talked about that. Where Kegel Camp helps men and women have stronger orgasms. People friggin' love Kegel Camp. I've got one called Sex Drive and one called 101 Sex Tips from Sex with Emily. And I have a book, Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. Check it all out at sexwithemily.com. Join our mailing list. You'll hear from me. I won't spam you. I won't sell it. I'll just actually improve your sex life even more. So thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Emily Morse from sexwithemily.com. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promescent is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation, but they don't have to. Go to promescent.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.